The New Zealand general election is going to be held on Saturday, October the 17th this year. We'll also be voting for two referenda.
That's right, cannabis and end-of-life choice.
That's right. Welcome to the Voter Talk podcast series. I'm Heather Roy.
And I'm Simon Ewing Jarvie.
Well, normally we're talking to businesses about how politics and other parts of the environment affect how they can operate. But with the election just round the corner, we thought it was time to chat to more voters. From now until the election, we are going to give some insights into how politics actually works, having been there ourselves.
That's right. And we'll be adding new Voter Talk podcasts regularly, so please subscribe if this is your thing. We're not involved in the election ourselves. We won't share your details, and best of all, it's free. Today we're going to be covering the content of the podcast series. So we've got three big chunks of discussions, haven't we, Heather?
Yeah, we're going to start with the political spectrum, how that looks. You know, what does left and right mean? People use those terms a lot, but don't always know what they mean. And then the differences between liberal and conservative. We'll talk a bit about processes too. Having been at Parliament ourselves, we can give some insights into some of the behind the scenes things that happen that people are often interested in. We'll also look at the parties individually, the five parties that are in Parliament obviously, but we'll probably take a look at some of those little parties that
have some good initiatives.
And then closer to the election, once the parties have actually announced their policies, there hasn't been too much of that yet,
no,
we'll take a good look at the policies themselves and do some comparisons, what one party is offering in the economy versus what the other parties are offering. Look at the bigger ones like health and education, defence. Mm.
And a bit of a look at the historical track record as to what was offered versus what was actually implemented. It wouldn't hurt either, I think. There's a couple of referenda, eh?
Yeah, there's two referenda this election, which is a bit unusual. Usually you just go in and tick for your electorate candidate and then the party that you want to govern. But we've got two subjects this time, cannabis reform and euthanasia. And they are already attracting quite a lot of attention because they're quite emotive topics. People feel very strongly about them one way or the other.
Yeah, and you can see why, because they both relate to, you know, health and living.
Hmm, that's right. So who are you picking to win the election this year, Simon?
Well, it's quite early. You know, a week's a long time in politics. Crikey, this week it's been every day. It's been a long day in politics. I'm hoping that there will be a fair turnout. That's, you know, a win for us would be a really high turnout.
Yep, that's the only way we're going to get true representation of what the population wants. It's true. Hmm.
And we've got, we'll discuss this in some other podcasts, I guess, but the presidential style that we've seen developing since Helen Clark, I guess, where it's all about the Prime Minister and their popularity rather than drilling down into the mechanics of, you know, the party and how it operates and the policies, and et cetera, et cetera. It's been a real sort of sea change in New Zealand politics, so I think it's worth having a talk about it.
Yeah, it has. It's become much more sort of American in the way that it's approached. So it's the party leaders of the two big parties that tend to get a lot of that attention rather than the policies being examined and discussed properly.
Yeah, name recognition is a tough thing to get around, isn't it? And particularly with the mainstream media. So, but do we really want a reality TV star running New Zealand?
Yeah, I certainly don't.
Me either.
But given recent events, it's certainly going to be an exciting election, and it wasn't necessarily looking that way a week or two ago.
Yeah. And then if you are going to go down that way, it's a matter of, you know, what style of music do you like? I mean, Dave Dobbin probably make a reasonable Prime Minister, or Tiki Tane.
Every election, candidates are asked those sorts of questions. So if you've got no other basis for voting for somebody, those things will be out there and available too. But part of the reason for doing these podcasts is we can tell you where to find all of the information that you do need to spend your vote wisely.
Right.
Well, that's enough from us today, but we'd really like to hear from you. What would you like to know about election 2020?
Yeah. Perhaps there are things you'd like to know from people who have actually been elected or worked in Parliament that you've never had the opportunity to ask before. How much do your views have in common, for instance, with each of the political parties? Sometimes that's quite surprising. And what are our next parliamentarians promising if we elect them this year?
We'll do our best to answer your questions in future Voter Talk podcasts that will help you spend your votes wisely.
That's right, and you can contact us through our website, talkpoint.co.nz. That's talk as in leverage, not flapping your gums, TORQUEPOINT.co.nz. And you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. Talk to you next time.